So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara referring back to the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah, the first of which was, a noisnin beya b'tzara mechem mishril shetiskalgal. One may not place an egg at the side of a hot pot for it to become slightly cooked. The Gemara explains that this is bishul deiraisa, for which one would be chayav achatas. The second halach in the Mishnah was, v'lo yifke enu b'sidar. He may not fry it in a scarf that got hot from the sun. Rabbi Yossi matter, Rabbi Yossi permits it. The Gemara cites a Mishnah which, among others, permits esatzoinin b'chama b'shvil sheichama. One may place cold water in the sun to warm it up, which seems to accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi only. The Gemara clarifies it all as follows. B'chama kulei amale plegi d'shari. All agree that it is mutter to cook in the sun itself. B'toldus ha'ur kulei amale plegi d'aser. All agree that it is aser to cook with toldus ha'ur, things heated by a fire. Ki peligi b'toldus ha'chama. The machloikis of the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi is whether one may cook with things heated by the sun. The Tanakhama says, Gazrina toldus ha'chama oto toldus ha'ur. We forbid toldus ha'chama because of toldus ha'ur. The difference between something heated by the sun or by the fire is not apparent. If we permit toldus ha'chama, people come to cook with toldus ha'ur. Therefore, we must forbid toldus ha'chama as well. And Rabbi Yossi permits toldus ha'chama. However, all agree that cooking in the sun itself is permitted, since people will not confuse toldus ha'ur with chama, the sun itself, because the distinction is clearly apparent. The third halach in the Mishnah was, v'lo yet minen b'choil u'bavak drachim b'shvil shetitzla. He may not roast an egg in sand or dust that's hot from the sun. Although this too is told as a chama, Rabbi Yossi agrees that it is aser, for which there are two explanations. Rabbi says, Gzerish miyatim beremetz. We are concerned that this would lead a person to insulate with hot coals, which would constitute bishul deraisa. Rabbi Yossi says that it is not an issue of bishul. Rather, the movement of the sand is a violation of muktzah. The Gemara next addresses the fourth statement of the Mishnah. The residents of Tveri ran a pipe of cold water through the hot springs in order to warm it up. They connected it before Shabbos and allowed it to run on Shabbos. The Chacham forbade using this water and ruled as follows. In B'Shabbos, Asurin B'Rechitza V'Shtiyah. The water that got warmed up on Shabbos may not be used for washing or for drinking. In B'Yomtiv, Asurin B'Rechitza Mutar B'Shtiyah. On Yomtiv, the water is forbidden for washing but permitted for drinking. For cooking is permitted l'tzarech echol nefesh, for the purpose of eating and drinking. The Gemara reconciles the fourth statement of the Mishnah as follows. According to Rabbah, the Mishnah mentions this episode to support the third ruling that one may not roast an egg in sand because of a gzera that one might insulate with hot coals. Since the cold water is warmed by being enveloped in the hot water, it is similar to the above and therefore included in the gzera and forbidden for the same reason. According to Rabbi Yosef, the third case of cooking the egg in the sand was forbidden because of muktzah. The water of the Anshei Tveri was not muktzah. Therefore, we must say that the reason to forbid the water warmed by the Chamei Tveria is the second ruling of the Mishnah that told us the Chamei is Aser, and Chamei Tveria are warmed by the sun. However, Rabbi Yosef, who permits told us the Chama, says that Chamei Tveria are told us Ho'or because the Chalfiya Pischa the Gehenna. They passed by the gates of Gehenna, and that is why the water of the Anshei Tveria were forbidden. The Gemara next turns to discuss the Issa of Rechitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Mishnah said that the water of the Anshei Tveria was forbidden because they are considered kechamet shehochma b'Shabbos u'b'Yom Tov, water that was heated on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which implies that bathing with water heated before Shabbos or Yom Tov is permissible. Now, what type of bathing is the Mishnah referring to? It cannot be speaking of Rechitza's kol gufoy, bathing by immersing one's entire body in water, for that is aser even with water that was heated before Shabbos or Yom Tov. It cannot be speaking of pun of Yodav Raglav, washing one's face, hands, and feet, for on Yom Tov, according to Basil, it is permitted even with water heated on Yom Tov. Therefore, the Gemara says, it must be speaking of Lishtatif Behen Kol Gufay, to shower one's entire body, which according to Rabbi Shimon is forbidden with water that was heated on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and permitted only with water that was heated before Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Baba Chana, Amr B'Yechid, and Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that it is not only aser to bathe, but also to shower, even with water heated before Shabbos or Yom Tov. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions the general rule that halacha k'divrei machriya. In the three machlokes, we follow the third opinion if he takes a position somewhere between the other two, by agreeing partially with one and partially with the other.